Is there anything different you did going into this offseason or during this offseason that you maybe changed up a little bit during your career?
I mean, the goal, one of my coaches in college always said the goal each year is just to get bigger, faster, and stronger. So that's me. That's what I try to do it each and every year. Heading in, this year's not going to be any different. And so I'm looking forward, definitely. Can't wait. Basically, can't wait for the season to start.
How about this TiVo Madhouse? What do you think of this?
Oh, it's a circus out here. I love it.
What was your thought when you found out that the Pats signed him?
I just, you know, everybody knows about his character, and I'm looking forward to just being his teammate.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
Was it kind of like a surprise to
you? As my wife actually texted me. I don't know how she's always ahead of me on these things. she must have an app or something. But no, I said, get out of here. Stop playing. And then when I found out it was you know, real, I said, oh, wow. Well, I can't wait to meet the guy.
If there's a coach who can put a cap on the circus, is he yours?
What's that?
If there's a coach who can put a cap on the media circus and all the stuff that we hear about Tim Tebow that follows him around, is Coach Belichick the one to cap all that?
Well, give it a shot. Definitely.
I'm interested to see what he can do, what he's like up close, and what he can do, maybe.
Like I said, I can only go off of what I've seen, what I've heard about the guy. I haven't really had the opportunity to talk to him one-on-one, so I'm definitely still looking, at this point, looking forward to having a conversation with the guy.
Going back to you, Kyle, kind of, uh-huh. What was your off-season like personally? I just want to know if you made any trips or did anything kind of different or special.
The wife and I had our first baby, so that was... That was different. No, we switched it up a little bit right there. Yeah, different from the normal routine.
When was that?
March 16th. And the anniversary, our anniversary is the 17th. So it was a great weekend. Actually, contract was done Friday, baby Saturday, anniversary Sunday. So pretty much one of the better weekends I've had in my life. So yeah, definitely no complaints there.
Getting less sleep now?
Somewhat. I've never really been as grateful as I have been these past few months in regards to sleep. So definitely not taking that for granted anymore.
Baby boy or girl?
Boy. And yes, sir.
The name?
Junior.
Junior?
Yes.
For Kyle Arrington Jr. or do you just call him Junior?
KJ.
KJ?
Yeah, Kyle Jr. Yes, sir. Iron Man. My little Iron Man. Call him Iron Man.
Tim's gotten a lot of individual attention in his career, mm-hmm. but it's always been that team-first atmosphere here.
Definitely.
Do guys just blend in, or how does that happen?
I mean, like I said before, I can only go off what I've seen, and what I've seen is just, you know, team-first, high-character guys, and I think the coaching staff and scouting, everybody, like I said, they do a great job as far as bringing in players who are high character guys and put the team first. And so, I mean, shouldn't be any different.
Do you remember scouting against him or watching film on him when he was on Denver or the Jets and being a defender thinking, how do we stop this guy? Was there any conversations like that?
Quite a few conversations. I can't really get into too much detail about it, though. I would say that would be under the classified.
Are you used to the new number yet?
We're getting there. No, definitely. I mean, I've always been one of those guys. I mean, you know, it's most importantly just the name on the back. And when it all really came down to it, you know, it meant more to him than it did to me. So, you know, I'm just trying to be whatever I can do to be a team player to help the cohesiveness of the group gel. I'm all for it.
I'm sure he appreciated it as well.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he does.
Did you wrangle anything?
Yeah, the diapers. Oh, yeah. He just, like I said, we just have such high character guys. He just really did that out the nature of his heart. He was going to do that. He did that regardless, you know, the situation, if I did it or didn't give it up. So, I mean, like I said, that was just a classy guy, Adrian Wilson, that guy. And never really realized, another thing I don't take for granted is how many diapers you run through a day. So
I just went on the pile that he gave you. What percentage did you say you've gone?
You know, they say it's a year's supply, but we underestimated how much he uses the bathroom throughout the day. So, we'll see how long it lasts. I might have to hit him back up.
Has Adrian come over to babysit yet? He said that was part of the deal, right?
Yeah, we're waiting on the right moment. Yeah, definitely. No, not yet. He has a few under his belt. He still has a knockout. But like I mean, you know, we're waiting for just the right moment, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys mentally prepare yourself today for just all the media hoopla and a little bit more of an atmosphere?
We had a feeling it was going to be a little thicker crowd than usual. So, but no, I mean, like I said, man, I mean, that's just Tim. And I mean,
you know what the great thing
gotta,
is?
What's that?
The circus is only in town for one day.
Indeed, yeah. I know, right? So we gotta enjoy it while we can.
Yeah. Do you guys begrudge? I mean, he's mm-hmm. a guy who's just competing for a roster spot. Do you guys at all begrudge the attention that he gets, you think?
Not at all.
No.
I mean, I really can't comment on that. Sorry,
is it kind of nice to get the attention away from the rest of the team or away from you guys?
You would think so, but here I am talking about Tim. So, I mean, he's still getting a lot of attention.
There's been talk that if anybody can keep it in check, it's this organization. And this
definitely.
Coach. Definitely. Agree with
that? Like I said, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how it goes.
What was your reaction when you first heard it?
See, like I said before, the wife was the first one to tell me these, and I don't know why she's always the first one who gives me a heads up on our team activities. I don't know, she must have some insider information that I don't get. But no, I thought she was playing, you know. But I mean, when we, you know, seeing all over ESPN, I said, oh, I guess you know what she's talking about. So I mean, I just, you know, was looking forward. Definitely, still haven't got a chance to talk to her yet, but looking forward to meet him though.
Did you see Brady and him interact yet? Seen
them
have any conversations?
We've been quite busy defensively, so I really didn't get a chance to get those, see those two interact yet, just yet. So I mean, I'll be on the lookout for it though.
Have you talked to any of the? I mean, obviously you have, but what's your first impression of the new rookie defensive backs, John Harmon, Logan Ryan?
I mean, you guys saw my hood today. It's really not my job to coach, evaluate. I just got to go ahead and compete myself. But I mean, I definitely know they're no different from any other guys we bring in. You know, team first guys, high effort guys, high energy. They definitely compete, play in and play out. So I mean, I like them.
Is there a Rutgers alliance? Are they against the rest of you guys?
No, not at all, not at all. I mean, if you stir that up, it might be though. I mean, yeah, it's one of those things where yeah, they're sort of taking over the team and they don't realize how strong in numbers they are, but once they do realize, we might be in trouble.
I don't think that we've talked to you since the number trade-off with Adrian Wilson. How do you feel about being number 25?
You know, I stated it's the most important thing is just the name on the back and just be able to, you know, have a number, you know, just be able to play for this tremendous organization. And when it all came down to it, it just meant more to him than it did to me.
How did the deal go down? It was a year's worth of diapers, right?
Yes, and he has to come over and babysit for a time or two. Well, at my discrepancy. So, like I said, I'm saving the dudes at the right moment.
Helps y'all have the same schedule, though.
I'm sorry?
Helps y'all have the same schedule.
Indeed it does. So, yeah, I know when he's free and when he's not. So I can tell when he's trying to make up a lie. All right, you got it. You're missing Tim.
We got a crew.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to try, man.
All right.